Good morning, Daybreak. Rebecca here with Radio West. Coming up this afternoon, it has been 40 years since 55 orphaned children from Cambodia arrived in Canada. They survived Pol Pot's genocide because two Canadian women opened an orphanage in Phnom Penh. They called it Canada House.
The Sherrod girls are among hundreds of foreigners who have been warned to leave Phnom Penh because of daily rocket attacks and the possibility that the fighting may erupt in the city itself. But both girls are determined to stay. You have been asked to leave, no?
Yes.
But you don't want to leave?
No. I can't, you know. I just couldn't leave them because I feel that my life is worth as much as theirs.
This month marks the anniversary of the children's escape from Cambodia, and this afternoon we'll meet one of the sisters, Eloise Charest, who now lives in New Denver. We'll also meet one of the children she rescued. His name is Sam Nikatsu. Today, he is an RCMP officer in Williams Lake. The two have never spoken. This afternoon, we'll speak to both of them. So join us on Radio West for this heartwarming story. It begins at 4 o'clock Pacific.